WTAW News Time at 6:06. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. A College Station woman awaiting trial on charges of committing property crimes is back in jail.
Darlene Graves was arrested Friday, the day after her 35th birthday, on a warrant from Washington County, where she's charged with criminally negligent homicide. She had been out on bond following her indictment on felony theft with prior convictions and unauthorized use of credit cards belonging to the elderly. For the second time in as many days, College Station police arrested a juvenile for burglary. This was Friday afternoon in the Southwood Valley neighborhood, where a gun was taken from a home on Mary M. That evening, investigators received information that led to the gun and other stolen property, resulting in the arrest of the unidentified juvenile for burglary and threatening an officer with retaliation. That followed the arrest of a 16-year-old girl who was caught with items taken from two vehicles parked near Crossing Place Apartments on Southwest Parkway. Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger says the key was a victim contacting police right away.
I can't overemphasize the need for our citizens to... We're blessed to have a community that works well with our police department, but it's that partnership between police and public that is absolutely critical to us being able to successfully do our job.
Two other suspects are still at large. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Consolidated High School student died Saturday following a crash. College Station police have not determined why the SUV driven by 17-year-old Kristen Schuler left Rock Prairie Road near Williams Creek Drive and struck a tree. She was the only one inside of the vehicle. Harvey Road east of the freeway was closed part of Saturday afternoon for what turned out to be an accidental shooting. College Station police investigators determined friends were driving to a gun range when a firearm discharged while a passenger was trying to disassemble it. One shot hit the driver, who was taken to the hospital for treatment of what was thought to be a non-life-threatening injury. One of three bills in the Texas House involving Blinn College has been defeated. A second is one vote away from final passage, and a third remains in committee. On Friday, the House voted 138-4 to expand Blinn's 7-member Board of Trustees elected by Washington County residents by adding two members appointed by the Brazos County Commission. That's after the House rejected, by a more than 2-1 margin, the idea of preventing Blinn revenue generated in Bryan from being spent in Brenham. Trustees President Douglas Bohart agreed with the state representatives opposed to House Bill 1903 that it would have set a bad precedent for community colleges around the state.
The issues discussed in relation to this bill will be extremely helpful, I think, in guiding Blinn College as it continues to grow in Brazos County and throughout our service area.
And legislation that would move Waller County out of Blinn's service area and give it to the Lone Star system remains pending in the House Higher Education Committee. A well-known and longtime member of the Bryan College Station business community died unexpectedly. Jeweler gemologist Dean Weil was with Julia and David Gardner since day one, since establishing their business 34 years ago. Julia says Dean was planning to take over the family farm in Iowa when a car accident left him disabled.
We never, ever, in all those years, heard Dean ever complain or ever use his disability as an excuse. He had an unbelievable work ethic, crazy, respectable loyalty, and was fiercely independent.
While funeral arrangements have not been finalized, the Gardeners invite friends to come by the store to share their stories. WTAW News Time is 6:10. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more news for you today at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Let's do some weather. It's 6:11. Weather's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Showers and thunderstorms today. Some may be strong this morning. Temperatures around 85. Showers and thunderstorms will diminish a bit tonight. Lows 65 to 70. Cold front leads to partial sun tomorrow with a chance for showers and thunderstorms once again, 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Partial sun during the day Wednesday. There's still the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs Wednesday, very close to 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll check your sports here in just a bit with A&M Baseball dropping their series season finale in the SEC, at least at home, against South Carolina. We'll have more on that. Two advance to tennis in A&M's quest for going back to the Sweet 16. NBA? Yes, NBA playoffs and more coming up in sports. We'll do that for you at about 6:50.
So, Patrick, can you pull up the written weather forecast for the Weather Channel? Would that be possible
for you to do? I think I can do that.
Because, you know, there was some fairly rough weather in North Texas yesterday.
Uh-huh.
The Metroplex and on up into Sanger and then all the way down to, I think, Hillsboro. They started getting pretty heavy rain last night before I got tired of watching that. I mean, how much red and maroon can you watch on the screen? But then I get up this morning and I think, well, let me just check the Weather Channel to see what they have to say. You have the text of their weather forecast for Brian?
For Brian?
Yeah, Brian.
Still pulling that up more specifically.
Sorry, yeah.
Just looking for front page stories.
Oh, I got you. No, I don't care about that. By the way, we'll talk to Rob in just a little while. Okay. And it said, you know, like a 90% chance of rain. But kind of what caught my eye is, does it say what the accumulation is there in their forecast?
It does not.
Okay. Because the one that they had on the...
Well, 1 to 2 expected.
Oh, well, they said 5 to 8 earlier.
Oh, my!
I looked at that and went, I don't want any of that. So, we'll see. Anyhow, and it was nice enough to wait until actually we got into the studio.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Before it started raining, so we appreciate that.
It was still muggy and quite the light show when I walked up.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, the light show's been going on. And so anyhow, to kind of give you an idea of what we've got, this is the kind of the leading edge stuff that has passed through Brian earlier. It is in College Station right now. Actually, we are not getting nearly what, for instance, over near Trinity, between Trinity and Livingston, It's purple on the radar.
It's almost like a pair of scissors, and we're right in between both blades.
Well, that's the Aggie Dome.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The famous Aggie Dome. I guess what's amazing about this is that basically it goes from, in Texas, I guess, it curves, obviously, but I guess if you took it down to San Antonio, for instance, it goes from San Antonio to Chicago.
Yes.
Okay? I mean, that's how big this system is. And it's heavy rain. It is. So, anyhow, enough of that. And if it wants to go elsewhere, I think most of the farmers would probably be in favor of that because it's getting to the point where they can't get their work done.
Yeah, they can't get out in the fields at all without a boat.
So we need to do that.
They can be rice farmers.
So, a woman in China, which has become the new Florida, I guess. is detained for allegedly biting and slapping a traffic officer who tried to stop her for jaywalking. Maybe all those people living so close together, do you think that might be part of the problem? I'm just saying, you know, the psychologists have said for years that, you know, when you have high population density, people tend to misbehave more. So I'm thinking today's that. And that's only one of, I don't know, two or three stories we have out of China today, which is the new Florida.
It's going to be a good morning.
And for all of you folks who have to go to work this morning in the rain, please make sure you've got your headlights on.
Information.
Obviously now, but, you know, even at 7:30, it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah,
or 8 o'clock.
Even if it doesn't matter for you, helps the other person see you.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. You know that you know where you are. They, on the other hand, not so sure. Makes it better for all of us.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 616. Let me see, May the 11th is the day 131. We have 234 of them to go. It's Eat What You Want Day!
Yippee!
Often celebrated by U.S. Americans, even though it's not designated as such. You just get up and say, by golly, I'm going to eat what I want today. Maybe to help you make your choice, though, it's also Hostess Cupcake Day.
Ooh.
Just in case you need some sort of a idea. It's Twilight Zone Day. It's National Etiquette Week, and it's...
Ah, etiquette. I've got a story for you I'll send your way.
Okay. And these are... these are three words I don't think I would ever hear together. It's root canal appreciation day. Now, as you walk into your dentist today, you think they'll have pennants and confetti? I mean, just root canal appreciation.
I saw a dentist with a sign that said, as gentle as a Mayweather-Pacquiao fight.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Fact that you could get all that on the old commander board's pretty good. All right, for birthdays.
Sabrina Carpenter is 16. She is my on Girl Meets World. Jonathan Jackson from Nashville is 33. Cam Newton is 26.
Played ball in Brenham, Texas.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Jeffrey Donovan is 47 from Burn Notice. Martha Quinn is 56, one of the original VJs.
56 years old.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
David Guest is 62. Satchmo Louis Farrakhan is 82. I didn't think he, I didn't know he's that old.
Satchmo Louis Farrakhan?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Never heard that before.
Mort Saul is 80. I just made it up.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's all I got.
That's all you got.
They just ain't many.
Salvador Dahl, he's dead. Natasha, she's dead.
Yeah, I skipped the dead ones.
Corey Monteith. Oh, no, he's dead too, isn't he? Well, never mind then.
Chang and Eng.
I guess, yeah. Those
the They're old. Also dead.
Yeah, they are. Oh, Mike Lupica, who's a columnist, is 63.
Okay.
Gosh, well, had I known, I guess I'd have gone and found some others.
That site for me was down, or I'd have told you when you got here.
It's not a big deal. It's okay. Don't worry about that. So the folks that run the pension system in Japan... I guess a little behind in their paperwork. 86-year-old woman allegedly cashing her parents' pension checks. Okay? Wouldn't think that's too unusual. She'd been doing it for 50 years. Dang. That's where it's different from all those other stories that we've had. Yeah, apparently after they went in and researched a little bit, they found out that this lady had basically been taking that money. Oh, it comes to $417,000 for over a half a century from both her parents who had passed away in the 1960s. The only reason that this case came to light was because the pension agency decided to inquire how the woman's 110-year-old mom was doing along with the 112-year-old dad. Is it the only case like this that's come out of Japan? In some cases, people are living with the deceased corpse of their relative to keep collecting their pension. It's a different world sometimes.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the world is burning, and what's on everybody's mind? Well, Deflategate and Tom Brady.
I think we heard that yesterday. I really do. Let me go see if we can maybe find another one that would be accurate for today. Okay, well, let's see. Well, all right. It must be a Monday. Okay, hang on. We'll find something else here in just a minute. Okay.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, once again, the unemployment rate has fallen. Wow, exciting. It currently stands at 5.4%. It's lower. Problem is, that doesn't tell the real and accurate and true story. Why? Because 93,194,000 Americans are not in the labor force. But of course, we don't count them in the unemployment number, and that number is a record. That means our labor force participation rate is the lowest it has been since 1977. Washington, they're patting themselves on the back. The president pats himself on the back. We have a declining unemployment rate. They don't tell you that's because millions of Americans have given up looking for work, and we don't have jobs for them, and we don't count them anyway. Only Washington works this way.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
At John Deere, we know you wouldn't buy a car without taking it for a spin. And it's, well, just a car. So you'll definitely want to get behind the wheel and test drive the brand new John Deere S240 Sport. Equipped with a powerful V-twin engine and heavy-duty hydrostatic transmission. Available exclusively at your local John Deere dealer.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Yeah, I think last week we were talking about Mother's Day and Amish furniture for generations, which makes me think, do you kind of put them on your radar screen when it comes for a place to find gifts? Because Amish Furniture for Generations does have many items that you can take home with you right then. As we talk about usually with the furniture, because maybe you want to customize it, Amish Furniture for Generations has that furniture manufactured, then Kent brings it back down to Bryan College Station or wherever you are. But they also have decorative plaques, and they have kitchen accessories, and they have obviously solid wood cutting boards, and they also have some Amish food items, if you like those, like peanut butter and jellies and jams. But also with the weather getting a little bit warmer, they have swings, and they also have cedar gliders, and they have decorations for the yard as well, planters and arbors and trellises. And some of those have built-in wren houses. They have wishing wells and lighthouses and Dutch windmills, garden carts. So lots of different items that are there that you actually can take home with you that day if you are thinking of gifting somebody a really thoughtful gift and an attractive gift and a gift that will last for a long time. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. They're located just past Kroger in the Old Town Shopping, Boonville Shopping Center. You can call them at 260-5050. All the furniture, of course, is handmade by Amish craftsmen using the finest woods. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. A federal judge has denied a request from small banks and credit unions to block part of Target's $19 million settlement with MasterCard over its 2013 data breach. The judge said terms of the deal do not appear altogether fair or reasonable, but he said there wasn't any indication that MasterCard is misleading or coercing banks and credit unions into accepting terms of the settlement. Shares of home builder Lennar rose more than 2%, boosted by an upgrade by Barclays. A Barclays analyst said Lennar's five-point subsidiary in California is being undervalued by investors. Lennar stock gained about 5% over the last 2 days for its biggest two-day percentage gain in 4 months. The broader market got a boost from a strong April employment report from the Labor Department. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 267 points. The NASDAQ Composite gained 58. That's your money now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. It's Monday, so I thought I'd start you off with some random factoids. The word idiot, imbecile, and moron were once actually assigned to specific IQ ranges. An idiot has an IQ of under 20, an imbecile, 21 to 50, and a moron is 51 to 70. So all that time I've called Kim Kardashian a moron, she was really an idiot. I apologize for that. Almost all the dinosaurs featured in Jurassic Park lived in the Cretaceous era, not the Jurassic era. The Dream Team at the 1992 Olympics with Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Larry Bird were so dominant, they never called a timeout. The word hello has only been around since 1883, and approximately 0.7% of the people in the world are drunk at any given time. That's around 50 million people. No word on what the percentage is of Aggieland on a game day. And that is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. The guys with Thin Blue Line have teamed up with Gun Corps to present Backing the Badges Shootout. It'll be Saturday, May the 30th at the Gun Corps Training Center. Want more details? Go to gun-corps.com. You can find out more about Gun Corps as well. But this is a really neat event. Chance for you to win some goodies and bragging rights. They'll have more details too at the shop on Texas Avenue and College Station across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 628. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, visit peachcreekvineyards.com. So here we go. As far as the numbers are concerned, look for a high temperature today of about 82, down to 77 on Tuesday, and about 80 for the balance of the week, actually Friday. 86 with showers. That won't feel very good. But anyway. Pretty good chances of rain, as they tell us right now, 60% today, 80% tonight, and then 60 or 70% Tuesday night and Wednesday, and then a 50% chance of rain on Wednesday night and Thursday. So plenty of moisture in the atmosphere. And again, some of this can be severe, and if you're familiar with what happened up in the Metroplex, obviously those folks just getting a whole lot of shower activity. As far as the weather is concerned here, the heaviest part of the rain has already moved through, and it's hitting Huntsville right now. There is still some another band of pretty heavy showers that's extending from College Station over to Austin and marching this way. And then there's some more that are farther out in West Texas, out near Del Rio, out near Brady and Mineral and Marble Falls, and that's moving this way. So it could be that we have bands of showers. And again, when you consider it's only 6:30 in the morning, and we're talking a air temp of 70 degrees. As it heats up, yeah, we could certainly have this all day long. North winds right now at 16, and you may be experiencing heavy shower. Again, it's since they're bands, it's kind of hit and miss as far as right around Brazos County. So that said, make arrangements, take your umbrella, and drive carefully.
When life deals you a setback, people will tell you to just be positive, which may be the worst advice ever. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, if you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients.
Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
How many times have you heard, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger," or "When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade"? But when you really study people who have bounced back from trauma in life,
all of them said what did not help them was positive thinking. What did not help them was silver lining, look on the bright side thinking.
David Feldman, author of the book Super Survivors.
For instance, one person encountered cancer when she was in her 20s. And she said everyone came to her and said, think positive, smile and be happy. And she said, but look, I am going through a cancer ordeal. I can't smile and be happy. That's not natural. And it turns out the research shows that that kind of positive thinking isn't helpful.
What is helpful after a trauma or setback is realistic thinking.
We call it grounded hope. Grounding yourself in the reality of what is happening to you. And then asking yourself, given that this is where I am in life, how can I build the best life I can on top of this? And marshal your personal strengths to put one foot in front of the other and to move towards the best future possible.
In fact, David says taking an everything's fine attitude after a setback or trauma can actually make things worse. Why?
Because if you tell yourself everything's fine, there's really no motivation to make things better.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time. It's going to be 6:33, 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 Minutes or Less ER Service Pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan man arrested four times in the last 11 months is wanted again.
College Station police has identified Tyler Sanchez as a suspect in four cases last week: two vehicle burglaries, possession of a controlled substance, and evading arrest. In the last 6 years, Sanchez, who turned 20 last Wednesday, has been contacted by CSPD 56 times and has been arrested 14 times. Meantime, CSPD arrested two juveniles on burglary charges, an unidentified youth accused of taking a firearm from a home, then threatening an officer with retaliation, and a 16-year-old girl is taken to juvenile detention, and two others are being sought from vehicle burglaries Thursday night on Southwest Parkway between Welsh and Welburn. Assistant Chief Chuck Flieger says the victim calling immediately after discovering what happened led officers to the suspects.
The vast majority of times when we're able to get out there and catch some people who have been burglarizing, it involves some information from the public. Somebody saw something, heard something, notices something that's just not right. They call our police department or their local jurisdiction, and the officers respond out and then are able to get out there quickly. And during that investigation, they're able to determine what occurred and find those individuals and hold them accountable for their actions.
The 16-year-old girl was caught with property taken from two vehicles. In other cases, a child custody dispute in the parking lot of a Bryan convenience store led to a disturbance, resulting in one man being arrested on eight charges. Witnesses at the Shell store at 29th and Barrick Saturday afternoon told police 35-year-old Joe Keith Clay threatened them with a handgun. According to the arrest report, Clay did not have a license for the handgun. He was also in possession of four sets of metal knuckles and three other illegal weapons. Weekend drunk driving arrests included one that followed a near head-on collision with the Bryan Fire Department ambulance. This was Saturday just after midnight on William Joel Bryan by Sue Haswell Park, where an SUV that was going east in the westbound lanes came to a stop after the near miss. In addition to the DWI, 72-year-old Escale Guevara of Bryan was arrested on warrants from two cases from 4 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A weekend trip to a gun range for recreational shooting didn't happen after there was gunfire in the vehicle. College Station police and fire responded to Harvey Road just east of the freeway Saturday afternoon. The driver, who was hit by the one round that went off, was taken to the hospital for treatment of what was thought to be a non-life-threatening injury. Investigators believe the shooting was an accident after being told a passenger was trying to take the loaded gun apart when it fired. College Station Police is asking for assistance in the investigation of a crash late Saturday afternoon near Lake Creek Park that killed a Consolidated High School student. 17-year-old Kristen Schuler was alone in her SUV that, for reasons still not determined, left Rock Prairie Road, traveled across a field, and struck a tree. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. A shockwave continues to make its way through the unexpected death of an original member of the staff of David Gardner's Jewelers. Julia Gardner says jeweler gemologist Dean Wild died Wednesday night.
Dean grew up in Iowa, and he was planning on taking over the family farm, and unfortunately was in a car accident, ended up hospitalized and paraplegic. And as part of his occupational therapy after the accident, one of the things he tried to do and liked was jewelry bench work. So then he went to Paris Junior College, and that David hired him right out of Paris Junior College 34 years ago.
Julia says Dean had an incredible work ethic and was fiercely independent.
He was a people person. He loved people. He would stop whatever he was doing and come over and say hello and have an extended conversation. And it wasn't always about jewelry. In fact,
thunderstorm warning for South Central Walker County in southeastern Texas, northwestern Montgomery County in southeastern Texas, southeastern Grimes County in southeastern Texas, until 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time. At 6:34 a.m. Central Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-size hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm was located 9 miles northwest of Montgomery, or 18 miles northeast of Navasota, and moving northeast at 20 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Dickus. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the road.
Continuing our story about the recent passing of Dean Weil, the Gardeners invite friends and customers to stop by the store to share their stories. Services for Dean Weil will be held Thursday morning at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in College Station. The second of two bills in the Texas House involving Blinn College and written by Representative John Rainey of Bryan has advanced to the Senate. That would expand Blinn's Board of Trustees with two appointees made by the Brazos County Commission, joining the seven who are elected in Washington County. An identical Senate bill is being carried by the senators who represent Bryan and Brenham. Board of Trustees President Douglas Bohart says they're monitoring that and another set of bills that would remove Waller County from Blinn's service area and give it to Lone Star Community College.
We, Blinn College, had provided our talking points to the committees related to our position on those bills, and the outcome of that, you know, rests with those in the legislature that make those decisions.
Bohart also thanked lawmakers who voted down legislation that would have kept revenue generated by Blinn students in Bryan from being spent on the home campus in Brenham.
I am pleased to see that the Texas House of Representatives has recognized that House Bill 1903 would have set a bad precedent for Texas community colleges.
Bohart says they're beginning to put together improved accounting standards and a more careful review of financial statements, what he called a new paradigm, to respond to the issues related to distribution of revenue from Blinn's four campuses. WTAW News Time, it's 6:40 and 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced a Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. Comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
We're going to do sports teases first.
Sorry, my apologies. All right, here we go, gang. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Rob Childress weighing in on the Aggie drop of a series over the weekend against South Carolina.
We don't get off to a good start when you got to go to the bullpen in the first inning. You're going to have to be pretty good to give yourself a chance.
More on that, plus Sweet 16 for both the men's and women's tennis team, NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in just a bit, about 6:50 or so.
Okay, well, we were going to do the weather thing. That crashed, so there we go. We're going to talk to the folks. I'm sorry, I got to try it again, because it's important. It's the weather.
If it's any consolation, I think it's all been like that. I've had to reset the studio twice.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's not just you.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's something new and different. That's for sure. Okay. We'll see if this works, because we do. We want to find out why this weather is happening. There we go. It's a ringy-dingy.
One ringy-dingy.
Hotel Forecast Service, this is Steve.
Hey, Steve, it's Scott. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well, sir.
All
How
right.
are you?
Well, you know, I guess we really can't complain after seeing some of the spectacular rain amounts that they got up in the Metroplex and that area yesterday. And we've had kind of a taste of it here this morning. But can you set up for us why we are in this situation? We continue to have these bands of really heavy rain, and our forecast shows probably 50% or better all the way through the week. What's going on?
Well, essentially what we've got going on today here is we've got a slow-moving cold front. And what we like to do, use the term training, is when you get one storm that goes over you and then another behind it and another behind it. So in addition to a severe threat today, we have to keep an eye out for some heavy rain. And we'll see a heavy storm move after one after another. And for folks right now, it looks like we've got plenty of warm, moist air to deal with today, in addition to the severe threat. What we're looking for today is the potential for some large hail, maybe some gusty winds, slight chance of a tornado. It's more of a hail threat today.
How do we get to a situation where it's so well organized? Because this is basically San Antonio to Chicago.
That's correct. It's just a very long frontal system. And this is just what we see every spring. We have the warm, moist air coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. It's even snowing as we head up into the northern plain. So we've got plenty of cold air in place. And whenever these two air masses clash together, we do get some serious weather.
So now all this rain is going to be created, or forecast at least now, till the end of the week, is all this one system, or is there another one behind it that's going to continue this?
Yep, we have a series of storm systems here that's just going to bring us several periods of thunderstorms, showers and thunderstorms over the course of the week.
Well, all right. we've had enough. I know that. But, again, we're not going to complain because we haven't had any of the life-threatening situations that so many people have. Hey, thank you, Steve. Appreciate the time, buddy.
No problem. All no right. problem. Stay safe,
all right.
everyone.
All right. Bye-bye.
We will. We'll try.
I don't know. Yeah, they. So I watched some of the, did you see the guy sitting on top of the truck getting rescued yesterday?
No, I missed that one.
Yeah, I know. I'm a loser. I got no life. But, yeah, the Weather Channel showed these guys for like half an hour. And, you know, their truck is being inundated, literally like water over the hood. And they're standing on top of the cab of the truck with their cell phones, you know, like texting
well,
and calling.
Well, of course.
Yeah, because, I mean, isn't that what you do? Because you could. Anyway, those folks up there, massive amounts of rain. Our stuff, again, as you look at the... and if you want the numbers, that's fine. We're talking 40 or 50% chance of rain or better all the way through till Thursday. Mm-hmm. And again, as Steve told us, I guess it's just, you know, training. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. I'd never heard it described as that.
Yeah, it's like a train, one yeah, after another, after yeah. another, after another.
Oh, it's that kind. Oh, I thought it was learning. Okay.
You just hush it. Hush it.
All right, anyway, as far as the radar is concerned, very heavy showers, actually pretty heavy showers between College Station and Navasota right now, but most of it is tracking off to the northeast and far away, and that stuff that was very heavy that was in Huntsville, now moving over toward Livingston. Now, again, some more back there. Caldwell will tell you that they're getting some rain, but what was it, Friday, Thursday, when they got just hammered? So
yeah.
By comparison to that, it's not nearly as bad as what they had had. But as we were thinking, there are more that are building up. Now there's some that's north of Uvalde, and all that stuff will come marching through here today. And since we don't have our radar in Mexico, well, stuff they look for in Mexico is different than showers. Anyhow, it looks like it's kind of building. Man, I wish we could talk about other stuff that's going on in Texas. We really can't. A couple of things, though. That we do want to mention, the policing the police, cop watchers, people who go out and make it their business to videotape police doing their job. Going to be some discussion there, because not only the police, but also the cop watchers are coming to Austin saying, we need to have some sort of protection, some sort of legal protection. So we'll see how that works out. The other thing is, the news organization Breitbart Texas confirmed yesterday to the Texas Tribune that it has received a copy of the footage of lawmakers shot by the nonprofit, the Phoenix Foundation, that is a conservative group. And while they said they've only gotten a chance to watch a small amount of it, they said some of it is, quote, very newsworthy. So what's that going to do with 3 weeks left in the special session? The regular session. And by the way, today is May the 11th. Any bill in the House of Representatives that has not gotten a committee assignment is DEAD at the end of the day. So for any
rather
those,
frantic today, I would
yeah,
imagine.
Any of those trailing bills out there have to get their assignment today. If not, then they go away. So yeah, there are a lot of people talking to the staff of the speaker saying, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. All right, 648.
Showers and thunderstorms.
No. We already talked to you weather guys. Let's do something else.
It's lawn mowing season, and Kairos Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Every time we get into a Texas summertime, it seems like I hear all kinds of scare tactics about trees and large shrubs near foundations. Oh, it's going to ruin the foundation. Your house is going to split in two and float down the creek the next time it rains. Well, roots don't have to damage foundations, and we're going to talk about that in today's program. I'll be back with details right after this message.
We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com. We've all seen sidewalks that were tossed and heaved by roots of trees growing alongside them. However, the magnitude of house foundation problems that have been caused by tree and shrub roots is probably quite exaggerated. Unless a tree is growing quite close to a foundation, it is very unlikely that the roots will grow large enough to cause any harm just by their size. And while they do extract water from beneath the concrete, you should be able to supplement the water they remove with a slow-dripping soaker hose pulled along the side of the foundation. Let that hose run slowly for 12 to 24 hours every week or two during the summer. You can talk to foundation people about that, but don't take out your trees just because they're growing 10 or 20 feet away from the house. If you want to be really sure that roots will cause no damage, rather than removing all the trees and shrubs and starting over with tiny plants in their places, consider cutting a trench and installing a root barrier material somewhere between the plant's trunks and the foundation, preferably as close to the foundation as possible. If you have bed edging in place, that's a very good place to dig your trench. That way, the evidence of the cut will disappear more quickly and your landscape will get back to normal. Heavy vinyl pond lining materials make good root barriers, and so can sheets of corrugated fiberglass or plastic laminate even, installed vertically in the trench. The barrier needs to go 15 to 18 inches into the ground, and you'll want to overlap it by several inches at the seams. It's just kind of like very deep edging, if you think about it that way. Run the barrier 10 or 15 feet each way from the midpoint between the trunk and the foundation. If you have a tree with large surface roots, and if those roots are a hazard, either to your house, your drive, or simply to you as you walk in the yard, you can most certainly remove them. Cut one or two roots in any given season. Fall is the best time to do all of this, not in the summer, since it allows the tree the rest of the winter and all of the spring to supplement the root system. If you can possibly limp on through the balance of this summer with whatever problems you might have out there, your trees will be grateful and your landscape will look better for the effort. Wait until the next year to cut any more roots. Over a period of several years, you can gradually encourage newer and deeper roots to develop. But you have to remember that surface roots do develop on shade trees. It's normal occurrence for most types of trees. I'm Neil Sperry. Water gardens can cheer the summer landscape. I'll have details in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. A&M Baseball dropped their home series and SEC home series finale, losing Friday. Olsen Magic struck on Saturday with Blake Alemán's walk-off two-run double in the bottom of the ninth inning to secure a 15-14 win. And then Sunday, the number two Aggies found a six-run hole just too deep to climb out of, dropping an 8-7 decision to the South Carolina Gamecocks. Here's Coach Rob Childress' overview for the weekend.
We don't get off to a good start when you got to go to the bullpen in the first inning. You're going to have to be pretty good to give yourself a chance. You know, South Carolina made every play on the dirt all weekend long, and they end up walking out of here with a series win.
Aggies return to action Tuesday when they travel the 55 miles to Huntsville for a 6:30 start against Sam Houston State. You can catch that on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. A&M softball begins its postseason run at the NCAA Norman Regional, hosted by number 11 seed Oklahoma, starting Thursday. The Aggies join Oklahoma, Central Arkansas, and Lehigh in the four-team regional. In the Class 5A bi-district baseball action, Rutter blasted Pflugerville-Conley 10-1 and 10-zip to advance. Bryan took 2 of 3 from Hutto. They'll move on, and College Station blanked Waco 8-zip. So here's what the area round looks like. College Station versus Magnolia, Game 1 Thursday at 7 in Montgomery. Bryan versus Tomball Memorial in Tomball at 7. Rutter heads to Mumford to take on Brenham for Game 1 Thursday. That game also at 7. In NBA action, the Los Angeles Clippers have a 3-1 lead in their conference semifinal series, while the Cleveland Cavs and Chicago Bulls are knotted at 2 apiece. DeAndre Jordan had 26 points, and Chris Paul chipped in 15 with 12 assists, and the Clippers blasted Houston 128-95. Rockets coach Kevin McHale said the short misses killed Houston.
You know, we missed layups and they came out and ran on us. And I mean, we did not finish well around the rim. And when you hold your head and you hang your head, I mean, and you don't get back, it made you pay.
LeBron James capped a 25-point performance by hitting a jumper at the buzzer to give the Cavs an 86-84 win over the Bulls. In Major League Baseball, Garrett Richards took a no-no into the 7th inning as the Los Angeles Angels stole a 3-1 victory over the Stros. Richard walked his first batter and then retired 15 in a row before getting pulled. The Rangers got just enough offense yesterday.
A swing and a line drive, base hit left field. Elvis around 30's being waved home. The throw to the plate. Elvis stands up with the run and the Rangers lead as the throw is cut off. 2-1 Texas, Beltre with both RBIs today.
And on defense, Wandy Rodriguez gave the Texas Rangers a record-setting pitching performance in the 2-1 win over Tampa. Wandy said all his stuff was working.
I use a lot of my curve today. I have a good one. I know I have a good one. That's what I use. It's a lot. And I look at a very, very good my fastball, too.
Rodriguez established a franchise mark of consecutive batters retired. The veteran lefty set down the first 15 Rays before Tim Beckman led off the Tampa Bay 6th with a line drive single. We'll keep it with the Rangers for just a second as outfielder Josh Hamilton went 1-for-3 with a single and 2 strikeouts as he started his rehab stint with AAA Round Rock yesterday. Hamilton is recovering from shoulder surgery and has been working in the Texas Rangers extended spring program in Arizona since April. He joined Round Rock before yesterday's game in Nashville. In the PGA, Ricky Fowler fired a 5-under-67 in the final round of the Players' Championship before winning the tournament on a playoff with Kevin Kisner and Sergio Garcia. Fowler rallied from a 5-shot deficit on the back nine yesterday to finish 12-under for the tournament. Bill Haas and Ben Martin were 1 stroke back and 2 ahead of Kevin Na and Rory Sabatini. And finally, in the NHL, the Anaheim Ducks and New York Rangers won last night's Stanley Cup games. It took OT for Anaheim, though.
Set to Fowler, closing in, save, rebound, kicked into the bullpen.
Perry tallied with 2:26 in OT to give the Ducks a 3-2 comeback win over the Flames, putting Anaheim in the Western Conference Finals against Chicago. Chris Kreider scored twice, and Henrik Lundqvist stopped 42 shots, and the Rangers downed Washington 4-3. That forces that to a Game 7 and the second round series. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Weekend scrimmage leaves your ankle throbbing. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Express Care at South College Station is open weekends, nights, and holidays. You don't need an appointment. And we have lab and x-ray on site for faster results. St. Joseph Express Care is part of the convenient, quality care available at South College Station. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, 2 wheels in the front and 1 in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Here's your weather, brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today and receive up to $1,700 in savings when you purchase and install a qualified Lennox home comfort system. Offers good through June the 12th. Call them at 690-2278. Well, already had some passage of shower activity today, and we're going to have some more. That's just part of what we're going to have for the next few days, it looks like. As a matter of fact, as far as the forecast is concerned, looking at a 60% chance today, 80% chance of heavy rain tonight, then 70% and on Tuesday, and 60% on Wednesday. 69 right now. Most of the heavy rain is to our east, but So it looks like they're bands that are continuing to be produced around Uvalde, and they'll be marching this way. 7 o'clock, WTAW College Station, Bryan.